أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. إن الله يعلم ما يدعون من دونه من شيء وهو العزيز الحكيم. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. For the past few ayats of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been discussing the various nations that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam had come to. And these nations disobeyed the Nabis of Allah. They refused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawheed. They denied it, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the destruction. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of those who have taken and assumed deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expecting these little gods, godlings, idols, etc., to be of help to them in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The example of those who have taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bosom friends like the idols. Some have taken the angels, others have taken the moon and the stars and the sun, etc. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ is like the example of the spider. And the surah is also named Surah Al-Ankabut because of this ayat, that when we look at the spider, what is the reality of it? اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَى. It makes its home. And we know that a spider has its spider's web. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. That certainly the weakest of all homes, of all dwellings, is the dwelling of the spider. That it is so feeble that just a little breeze can break it down. And like this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the example that man makes these idols, manufactures these idols, and then man prays to these idols, and then he has hope from these idols, he asks from these idols, he makes dua to them. And then especially in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to believe that these idols bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These idols will be of help to them if and perchance there is a qiyamah. So like how the spider's web is not of much use and it is very, very weak, that is how these idols are weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the qudrat and where is the might and the power of Allah, and where is the weakness of these spider webs? And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this example, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they had known, if only they have knowledge, and they can sit down and ponder about this and realize that these idols are absolutely nothing. They have no strength, they have no power whatsoever. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever they call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of whatever nature it may be. All that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That some may call, like for example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, a god, and he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of, that he was an accepted chosen servant of Allah, an accepted chosen Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one can say that he was weak spiritually, he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give him permission to intercede on anyone's behalf on the day of Qiyamah, he will not be able to do so. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar, some of them used to worship the angels. And then again, it is the same thing, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give them the permission to help or assist or intercede on anyone's behalf. So hence, they also become weak in this aspect, that perhaps within themselves a great deal of spirituality, and this will go to all the pious saints of the past and of the future, and whoever it may be, that when one worships them, then obviously they will not be of any assistance in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa al-aziz al-hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz. Allah Rabbul Izzat is almighty, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-wise. Wa tilka al-amthalu nadribuha lin-nas, and these are examples that we present to mankind, we bring forth to mankind. And these examples that Allah has given in the Quran Kareem, here the example of the spider web, and what a beautiful example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the parallel to that of the help of these gods, of these little idols that man manufactures. But the kuffar of Makkah did not appreciate this. They would taunt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that what kind of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a spider, Allah speaks about a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sometimes even a fly in the Quran Kareem, and Allah gives these examples. So they used to mock and ridicule Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. None can understand it except those who have knowledge. When one has knowledge and one can understand the greatness of these examples that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has presented in the Quran Kareem, the most beautiful of examples by which one can take heed and one can understand the reality of certain things, especially here in this aspect, that one can understand the weakness of worshipping idols and the futility of it, and compare it to the greatness and the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then obviously one will appreciate this kind of examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Some have narrated that Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says he had learned 1,000 such examples from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously learning it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would have had full knowledge of it and understanding of it. Then we will understand what great ulama the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were. There were others that used to say when they passed by this ayah that they used to cry, because if one does not understand these parables and these examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and Allah is saying that only those who have knowledge will understand it, then we can understand the weakness of our knowledge and the lack of our own understanding. Khalaqallahu as-samawati wal-ardha bil-haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Rabbul Izzat has created the skies and the earth with truth, like how it ought to be. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and that is the power again and the might of Allah. And where is the power of these idols that mankind worships? And again, I think we just need to reflect that in these times that we sit here, our minds normally go to the idols of Makkah at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lat, Manat and Uzza. But we also make little idols in our hearts of this material world, the power of this world, the technologies of this world, and all the things of the world, the people of this world. And we also need to remove all these little idols from our hearts and direct our hearts to the greatness, the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la aya. Certainly in that is a sign lil mu'mineen, for those who have brought real and true iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and our tawheed and oneness in Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.